Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.
Have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark 5. Mark 5. Mark 5. Mark 5. It's a hum up here. I don't know why. It's humming. These are humming really bad. If you need to turn me down, you can. But it's, I don't know why it's doing it. Mark 5. Mark 5. Let's start at, I'm going to jump around to give you context. Mark 5. Let's start at 35. Let's start at 35. Mark 5, verse 35 says this. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Let's jump down to verse 42. Immediately, the girl stood up. I want to talk from this thought, and she lives. Verse 35, don't bother him anymore. She's dead. That's it. Whatever that was a, that was God. You just did it right there. Verse 42 says, immediately, the girl stood up. We're in our series on, and she lives. And I thought it would only be fitting that I open the series up. But I can be honest that it's with childish excitement I was waiting to preach today. I don't get overly excited about much, but this one I just want y'all to know, if you don't get it, it's all right. I'm going to talk to me for about 20 minutes. Immediately, the girl stood up, and she lives. Have you ever defied people's expectations? Have you ever changed people's views of you with just being who you are and who you were called to be? Not bragging or being proud, but being naturally who you are. You aren't in survival mode, but they identify you as a survivor. Your issues outpace your maturity because you get in stuff bigger than you, and it grows you up. And then people see you on the other side of it and trying to figure out how you handled it with such grace and class. Things hit you differently than everybody else. For other people, it took them out, took them under. But for you, you were just shaken. We meet this 12-year-old girl that teaches us a few lessons about how to keep living. Some things we don't know about a bishop. We don't know everything. I can't tell you her name. I can tell you that she was sick unto death, but I can't tell you what was wrong. I can tell you she was 12 years old and sick. I don't even know how long she's been sick. I don't know if she was hurting. I don't know if she was a good child. I don't know if her attitudes was right. I don't know if she was holy or rebellious. I don't know whether her parents lived godly lives in the public and behind closed doors. I don't know if she was a tither, if they believed and kept the ordinances of God. I don't know when her daddy went to the synagogue, if she went with him. I don't know even if, y'all ready for this, her mother was still in the house. We don't know. I don't know if she was destined for greatness or was going to rest and throw away the rest of her life. We don't know. I don't know if she said words she shouldn't say it. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I don't know if they were wealthy. I don't know. I don't know if she had brothers or sisters. We don't know. But can we talk about a few things we do know? Because when the story picks up, we have a family in crisis, a crowd in confusion, but a Christ that brings clarity. Can I give you three things we know about this little girl? First thing we find out about her is that she had a relentless father. It's amazing because even it being her story, we meet her daddy first. He was not okay with losing his daughter. Saw her sick unto death. He said, I don't care about no title. I don't care about camaraderie. Putting pride aside, because desperation won this fight. Yeah. Have you ever seen somebody spring into action on your behalf when you couldn't fight for yourself? I wish I could had time to parallel her earthly father to my spiritual father to tell you about him being relentless and stopping at nothing to come and make sure that I was going to be all right because I was sick unto death. And he sent his only begotten son to come and get little old me. I wish I had time to talk about how this man was understanding that he wasn't satisfied watching his daughter slip away when he knew that someone that didn't hold statue but had a communication with the Father. Said, my daughter is dying. And I left her at home because I need to get to Jesus. I didn't take her to him, but I knew where he was. Not only was he not okay with losing her, he prioritized her over his position. He didn't send a servant. He came for himself. Sick of everybody wanting somebody else to intercede on your behalf. Have you tried to call? Y'all don't want to talk to me. Don't use my relationship with God to get one through for you. Have you built a relationship? Don't send nobody else. I'm coming for myself. He said, I can get his attention. people seeing him seeking Jesus when those who led with him didn't think anything of the man. He shows you what he had for him in his heart. But go, my daughter isn't sick. She's dying. And I need you to come on and get to her before this thing expires. He took, watch this, y'all, the right problem to the right person. He didn't go to his friends. Watch this, y'all. Can I give you this text? Because Mark 5, it's not in the text, but it's in what's not in the text. He didn't go to doctors. Didn't go to his friends at the synagogue. He didn't go to fortune tellers, soothsayers. Well, how do you know that they were available? Well, if you keep reading, we skipped over a story. Because 35 comes after 25. 25 that says there's a woman with an issue of blood. She had been sick for 12 years, suffered many things, and had spent all she had. What Jairus didn't do, it's what the woman that came after him figured out after she ran out that wasn't going to work. What are you trying to say? Jairus went to him as a first natural instinct. The woman with the issue went to him as a last resort. Jairus went to him for power. The woman with an issue of blood went to him out of desperation. She's tried everything. But watch this, y'all. Jesus doesn't go because Jairus is someone of authority. He went because Jairus had a prayer request. Can I give y'all a cheat sheet real quick? I promise you, I'm going to get to my second point. Is that he went, watch this, y'all, without a plan. All he had was a plea. Too many of us develop our plan before giving God our plea. He went outside of his daughter. He didn't tell the daughter, I'm coming back with everything fixed. He says, I got to get to Jesus. Yes. Watch this, y'all. Not only did she have a relentless father, she had a father that had connections. Not only did she have a relentless father that had connections, she had a relentless father that had good information. Because he left the house and he found Jesus. Sick of people that go out to get help. Come back with everything but Jesus. I'm not going to fight you. I ain't here to argue with you. I need you to pray for my left toe. No, baby, I came to get something from him. Watch this, y'all. And it's not even for me. It's for some of y'all. First thing, she had a relentless father. Second thing, I'm telling y'all what we'd find out about this girl. Because she lives. Amen. Second thing we find out about this girl is she could gather a crowd. Yeah. Her presence by itself attracted attention. How do you know? Well, the Bible said Jesus went into the synagogue leader's house, saw the commotion, people crying and wailing loudly. Jesus gets there to work a miracle, and the room already full. Because some of us, even without doing anything, people still show up. Can I pause for a moment and talk about the crowd? Because some people are there as spectators. without a sincere motive in the world. Some came to see a miracle, but some came to get clear mess. But they're all in attendance. Come here real quick, because I need y'all to be honest, because y'all think that every time people come around you that they like me because they spend time with me. Baby, some people in the crowd just came to weep and cry. Because they want to be able to say, I was there. I was there when I knew that this thing was going to end. I was there when she was at her last. Where was her daddy at? Because we was in the room crying and he wasn't even here. He talking about he going to see Jesus and she over here dead. He didn't miss the last minute. Not everyone wanted what was best for her. Come here real quick because I'm finna free three people. Because everybody crying ain't sad that you dead. Some people only showed up when you got sick. Some people only came to see how the story ended. Some people are comfortable with you staying dead. It justified the limits they put on you. But watch this, y'all. The family gathered a crowd around her. But when the Messiah walked in, the first thing he did was put them out. Because Jesus never operates in your right now. He always speaks to the end while you in it. And sometimes you can't get what God has in store for you because you ain't put out everybody. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to get tight. It's all right. I told y'all I came to talk to me about the benediction I done gave to some people. So I'm just talking to me. Can I talk to me for a minute? Some people will come to watch you die, but they're uncomfortable when you get up. You better understand that atmospheres matter, baby. You crying because I'm in this situation, but I'm over here crying because when I get out of this thing, my shout is going to be different. Yeah. My story is changing. Atmosphere. Look at your neighbor and say, atmospheres matter. Yeah, yeah. Oh, what you set the tone for? What did you come in here to do? There's certain music you play when you set in the atmosphere for certain stuff. You play the wrong thing, it might shift. Yeah. I know. I'm with you. I promise you. Because sometimes y'all don't understand. Well, Pastor, they keep singing even me because it's my song. I sent a request on the wire because I don't know how arrogant you are, but sometimes I get down in my spirit and I don't need to hear every praise is to my God because some of my praise ain't went to him. I need him to say, even me. Let some drops now fall. Pastor, why are you up hollering while the choir singing? Because they ain't singing to me. They singing to him. I'm trying to help set the atmosphere. Pastor, why you act like everybody not welcome? Because everybody ain't here for the same thing. And if you didn't come for what I came for, you might need to clear some space because I might act a fool in here. It ain't demonic that I put you out. You just weren't called for this season. The text says that they were mourners. Ain't no need for mourning. She finna get out. Your job here is over. You have completed your service and we no longer need your services. So we ask that you please exit the room because there's something new about to happen here. Yeah. It ain't that I'm mad at you. You just ain't going where we going. I'm going somewhere else. Yeah. You thought because there was more people that meant that it was better. No, baby, I had done more with less. Okay. Okay. Fantasia said, if you don't want me, don't. Go ahead and. You don't want me, don't talk to me. Go ahead and free. When I set the atmosphere, because everybody not going for what we going for. You're not here for what I'm here for. I was a youth pastor. I put the boys out the room, set teenage girls down, and gave them some rules to live by. I said, now y'all sit here, look at me. Now understand how much a meal costs at Chili's. How much steak costs at Vic and Anthony's. How much do a shared meal cost at P.F. Chang? I said, then, how much does the meal cost at Burger King? How much does it cost at Whataburger? How much does it cost at McDonald's? And they started rattling off answers. I said, now, all of those are food places. I said, so my question for you is this. Anytime you get in the car with somebody expecting a free meal, know it costs them some. And everybody wants some for some. Ain't no free meals. Because even y'all know how much it costs. So gathering them around you, you might want to ask them what you're here for. Set clear rules and guidelines before we even get in the car. I don't. When they pull up to Paris and pull into the valet, you tap them on the shoulder and say, baby, it's not steak activities in here today. Keep on going to the Orange W. We're going to get some Whataburger. We're going to snack and communicate. Ain't no leave your purse at home. Because left purses come with expectations. Because everybody in the crowd wants. I've been to hundreds of movies. Been to the movies. I go, park, valet, depending on how I feel like spending money. You go into the front. They ask you what you came to see. What time you want to see it. Depending on where I go, where you want to sit, why you seeing it. Walk past concession stand. Stop. Sometimes you order. Sometimes you don't. Go sit down. And depending on how much you paid for the ticket, might be a waiter come by and ask you for your order. All of the movies that I've ever been to, all of the movies I ever paid to go to, I always went looking for something. I never went to the movie theater to just sit in the theater and look at a screen. So when people show up to your life, understand they came to see something. They don't want nothing from me. You just hadn't determined what it is that they want. But they came wanting something. I put you out. You came back. What you here for? Yeah, You see, I'd hate for you to be dealing with mourners in your new life. God will give you a great exit and you get into your new thing. You live again. The Bible says she got up. She did something dead people don't do. She got up. Walking around the house. I'd hate for you to leave some mourners in the room thinking that their motives changed because they seen your miracle. I'd hate for you to get up and leave some mourners in the room, getting up, walking around, and them only to be worried about they were here because they was a mourner. They wasn't here to see your deliverance. They ain't want to see you being a miracle. They don't want to see better and greater for you. They are, watch this, professional mourners. They got benefited to see you die. Woo! Their only job was to show up when you were dying. Baby, you might as well get out because I'm not going to stay here. First thing, she had a relentless father. I got to get out of here, y'all. Second thing, she could gather a crowd. Y'all ready for the third one? I'm done. The third thing is that she responds to Jesus' voice. She died. Oh, yeah, she died. Well, she was dead long enough that she didn't even move in between the time that the people left the house to go tell Jairus and the time the people and Jairus got back to the house. She was dead. Wasn't in a dead situation, wasn't in a dead coma. She was dead. She was dead. And the mourners began to do their thing because they clocked in when you died. Watch people that show out at your lowest point. Okay, I'm sorry. They showed up to watch her die. Come here real quick. Watch this flip. They showed up, she was alive. They didn't wait till she was dead to show up. They showed up to mourn because she's about to die. Watch this. Come here real quick. Y'all ready for this? But Jesus shows up when she's dead to watch her live. Yeah. Say it again one more time. They showed up while she was alive to watch her die. He showed up while she was dead to watch her live. She was breathing when he left the house. She was breathing when the mourner showed up. When Jesus showed up, she was dead. The mourners were on the clock doing what they came to do. Because we came to see you die. And you died. Jesus shows up and says, y'all still early.
Wait a minute.
What is he talking about? She's dead. You realize? Watch this, y'all. I really want y'all to hear. He says, why all this commotion and wailing? This child is not dead, but asleep. Change one, let me help you out. You ready for this? Why did he say she was asleep when we know she was dead? Because he said, I'm going to make it look like she was something she's not. Because y'all won't understand what I'm really finna do.
Y'all missed it.
They're in the room mourning and weeping. Jesus said, what y'all doing that for? Y'all didn't get out of here. They called y'all too early. This is not that. Can I pause for a second for people that you let people come and gather you around because they immaturely thought that God was done blessing you. They thought that that season of your life was the only season of your life. But God says, I don't want you to think because I left you dormant that you were dead. I had to let you hit rock bottom so you would know that I'm the rock that you can build on. Because what you built on before was you. But this time, I'm going to get you up. And when I get you up, people are going to know that if it had not been for me on your side. Doctors didn't have a plan. Mourners were sure it was over. But Jesus disagreed with the man. And when there's a disagreement between man and Jesus, trust, I know who's going to win. I'm done. I got to get out of here. Y'all, he speaks to a dead girl. And she does what a dead person can't do. Little girl, I say, y'all missed it. Because there's no scripture reference to say that this 12-year-old girl had ever known what the voice of Jesus was. She had never been in the room with Jesus. She didn't understand who he was just by listening to his voice. But so the power is not in the little girl. The power is in the I. Right here in the text. I say to you, get up. Well, it's power in that voice that said, get up, because I understand that that voice is a voice that can make the sun shine when wasn't no stars in the air in the first place, because he came on and said, let there be. And what wasn't was became being because he said, let it be. And that's how awesome God is. So he can speak to a thing that cannot hear, and it starts hearing because he's the one speaking to it. And because he said, get up, she had to get up and didn't even know why she was getting up, because she had gave up. Y'all don't want to talk to me, because she was dead. And when she got alive, God says, I'm going to do something that you ain't never seen before. Watch this dead girl get up. And she immediately, the girl stood up. Jesus says, get up. Wasn't no slow return on investment. This was not Lazarus that we had to move the stone out of the way and wait on him to get the grave clothes off of him. This little girl got up as soon as he said something. Because sometimes in your revival, there won't be a delay. Other people are going to see you walking around that they knew saw you die. And they're going to understand that the only thing that's been different with you is that I got in a room shut in with Jesus. And he spoke to me. And I had to respond. I'm done. Because I need you to understand that this she lives is just not about women. It's really just about the entire church. That the her that's living is the entire church. That when it's all said and done, that she lives means that there is no death that cannot be conquered without the voice of Jesus speaking. And if he woke me up this morning, he still got time to speak a word over me. And guess what? I might not know, I might not like, and I don't even have to agree. Because if he tells me to get up, I'm going to get up. I'm done. There's a story of a woman laying in a coma, and the doctors spoke, the nurses spoke, and nothing happened. One day her child came in and whispered, Mama, I need you. And a tear rolled down the cheek of the woman. She didn't wake up, but she did something. She started shifting. Doctors came in and said, what was different about what you said? We've been talking to her for days. And on the other side of the coma, the mother says, she spoke to my love. Well, y'all spoke to my body. Because I didn't make it through everything I went through, because I had it all right. I knew what I was doing, that I fixed everything the way I was supposed to fix it. I'm only here because he showed up for me. I wish I could tell y'all that I've been the best person in the world. I didn't mess up. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm only here because I had a relentless father that died on an old rugged cross for me. I had a relentless father that sent his only begotten son to sacrifice himself for me. Before I knew who he was, he sent his son to die for me. I don't know who I'm talking to in here today that thought that you was going to die where you were, but God says it is not so. You had a father that came. Come here, text. The Bible says that Jesus makes intercession for me. I had somebody arguing my case before I even prayed to him. I knew I had to come out of this thing. But is there anybody besides me on a good Sunday morning that'll say, God, I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't even know if you're going to do it. But God, if you show up, I know you'll change it. I don't know what y'all came looking for. That's all I came to tell you, that I got a God that'll show up in every situation that you're in, everything that you go through, every battle you fight, every trial you come into. God says, I will keep you in perfect peace. Watch this, y'all. I'm really done. You see in this text, you see that the daddy is worried. You see that the mourners have gathered. Nowhere in the story do you see the girl having a problem. The only thing you see her do is respond when Jesus talks. You trying to figure out when you're going to have to put them out. Baby, just keep responding when Jesus talks. He'll put them out because they'll stop coming around because they waiting on you to cut up, act a fool, and die. And they don't understand. I'm just waiting on him to say something. I'm just waiting on him to say something. Because when I get up, I'm going to walk around. Come here real quick. Two or three people that talk too much. Because see, you trying to make everybody understand. You trying to tell your story. Y'all don't even understand. I was dead, deep in sin, far from a peace for sure. God said, just get up and let them see you. He put them out the room, not the house. The folks that was crying was in the next room. They then go sit down and eat. The Bible says, told her, go sit down and eat. They going, because everything you going to do after this, a dead person ain't supposed to do. Oh, y'all don't talk to me. They gave up on you in the room, but they going to have to watch you eat in this next season. They're going to have to watch you go higher than you've ever been. Okay. They counted you out at 12. You got birthdays to celebrate. You got stuff that you hadn't even seen, been exposed to. I didn't understand why this series was so important. I really didn't until God gave me this word. And she lives. Look at your neighbor and say, you alive. You alive. You're alive. I ain't come to watch you die. You're alive. I came to see you live. I came to see you walk like you didn't used to walk. It's a horrible example. It's a really bad example. But it's the best I got. I'm going to look this way. Because some of us have to understand that the thing that you've been talking about with God doesn't change until it gets on the inside of you. Because he can't change you until he gets down inside of you. Not for any specific reason, but you just looking at me, I'm going to look at you. We're going to just let them hear us. So there's a store that sells spirits that doesn't change you by going in the store. It doesn't change you by buying the spirit. It doesn't even change you bringing it home. The spirits don't change you until you put them in you. I'm out here now. And the problem is, when you only had a little bit of spirit, nobody can tell that you had none at all. But there's a point that you take the spirit on so much that the spirit start overtaking you. And when you got too much of the spirits in you, it'll change you and take over you. And so you don't walk like you used to walk because you got some spirit. You don't talk like you used to talk because you got some spirit in you. You laughing at stuff ain't even funny because you got some spirit. You start crying about stuff that ain't even sad because you got some spirit in you. And the problem is, the only spirit some people know they can pick up is at that store. The problem is that they don't understand that I got a spirit that'll change your very essence of who you are. You think that spirit can change you, but I know a spirit that'll make you not walk like you used to. Not talk like you used to talk. That'll hold you back when you normally would let all the way go. I know a spirit that'll shift your whole family, change your whole generation. I know a spirit that will go down smooth and have you excited about nothing at all. I know a spirit that'll let a song come on the radio and your hands will be waving and tears flowing down your face, and it ain't even got nothing to do with you, because something will say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul starts with yeah. This spirit don't cost you nothing. It'll just take over you when waves of affliction sweep over your soul and sunlight is hidden from view. Whenever you're tempted to fret or complain, all you just got to do is think of the goodness of. Yeah, this spirit will have you looking at hell that's coming at you next week and say, it is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. It's well with my soul. Hire me, I'm all right. Fire me, I'm all right. Because I'm God's baby. I got a relentless father. It don't even matter. Why should we hire you? Because you need this kind of favor in this office. It seemed like it ain't have enough anointing when I walked in the door. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I thought y'all was radical like me. I thought this was a month we were supposed to celebrate some people. I thought there were some people that understood. You shouldn't have made it to May. You shouldn't even made it through 2020. You made it all the way here, and you going to sit here and look at me and act like you always had it together. I thank God for the little bit of foolishness I got caught in. Wasn't even a measurement of the foolishness that I really did. I'm still here. Y'all don't want to talk to me. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you look at me. It's all right, baby, because my only testimony is I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still. You came to see me die, but I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still. Leave your black on. It's all right. I'm still here. Keep on crying. It's all right, because I'm going to scare you, because you're going to see me walking, and you don't think I'm the walking dead. I'm still here. Yeah, ain't nothing about me changed, but I got some spirit in me. I got some Holy Ghost. I thought I had it before, but this the real thing. This hit anger got real to me, because I understood when I was in my boss's office and he was trying to act like everything was wrong. I started thanking God. God, I thank you. I thank you that this, even if they fire me right now, God, I thank you for every door that you've opened. I thank you for every check that got me here. You just better learn how to thank God for however it is. And if nothing is going right for you, you better thank him that you still here. I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still here. Still here. I'm still here. I know. I wasn't even planning to go there. I was going a different way at the end of this sermon. But I need two or three people that'll say, my measuring rod has been too high. I was waiting on everything to be right before I give him all of the glory, all of the praise, all of the adoration. But see, I need to start thanking him that I'm just, you woke me up this morning. Thank you. That was enough. The fact that I'm still here, that's my measuring rod. God, did you wake me up? Oh, folks say, clothed and in a reasonable portion of health and strength. Am I all right? That's why I give him praise. While you're working every day, they are stealing people's retirement pension. And the fact that he let them pass over yours, you ought to say, thank you. You better learn to thank God for keeping you safe with a fool at the top. Y'all don't want to talk to me. You better learn to thank God that in the middle of it all, God, I thank you for keeping me. I haven't been perfect. I almost let go, but you held me close. In the midnight hour when I was crying and nobody else could hear me, you held me close. So I wouldn't. You saved me. You raised me. You picked me up. I don't know how to stop y'all. Y'all got to help me because I keep thinking about how good God has been. I keep thinking about ways he's made and times that it should have been over. And even as a church, when they counted this church out every Sunday that we gather together, is enough to tell God, thank you, because y'all thought she was dead, but baby, she lives. She lives. You count me out if you want to. She lives. She.
Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.